VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S.-backed forces fighting to recapture the last Islamic State group outpost in Syria admitted on Sunday that they are facing difficulties defeating the extremists. They say they're being slowed by mines, tunnels, and concerns over harming women and children who are still among the militants. Facebook is continuing to remove all video of the mass shooting in New Zealand, which the perpetrator live-streamed on Friday, the company said Sunday. It said, "We will continue working directly with New Zealand police as their response and investigation continues." VOA correspondent Steve Miller is in Christchurch, New Zealand now.
It was a very somber mood from everyone at the airport to my cab driver to the folks here at the hotel where I'm staying. The levity that people seem to have when you think of New Zealand, that's evaporated from the community here. But life still goes on. When I was going to one of the mosques where the majority of the people were slain on Friday, just a block away, there were people jogging in the park and, you know, practicing rugby as well.
In New Zealand, some of the bodies of the 50 people killed are now being turned over to their family so they can be buried according to the Muslim tradition. The victims of the shooting included immigrants from Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Turkey, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Ethiopia held funerals Sunday for the 17 Ethiopians killed in a fatal plane crash last week, but the caskets were largely empty, as only sparse remains were found at the crash site, and those could take up to 6 months to identify. A preliminary analysis of the black box of the flight shows, quote, clear similarities to a crash of the same model plane in Indonesia last year, according to the country's transport minister. This is VOA News.